Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Being useless, not something that a lot of people strive to be. But a while back, Tim and I got a call from our dearest friends, and I don't just say that because I know that they're going to be seeing this, but because they really are very dear friends to us. They're like family to us. And we answered the phone on speaker because that's just what we do when they call. It's always a group conversation. And we heard, "Hey, you guys are so useless. Why don't you come over for dinner this weekend?" And we know them well enough to know that there was something else behind this, but I realize a lot of people would probably hear something like that and be like, "What?" And I think our response to that was, okay. But we very quickly got the explanation that they had just watched this amazing, this really, really great interview with Arthur C. Brooks. He is a Harvard, why can I say it? Harvard, thank you. My Minnesota A's are coming out right now. He is a professor and a PhD scientist who just co-wrote a book with this woman named Oprah. You might have heard of her. The book is called The Art and Science of Getting Happier, Build the Life You Want. So he is in the science of happiness and says that we should invest in four different areas of our life every single day in order to be happier. And that's family, faith, friends, and work that serves other people. So I'm pretty sure we got the faith thing down, you guys, but I will circle back to it because that's why we're here. And as far as the family part, you can figure that out with your therapist. as for work, you know, I just have to say that any work that you're doing, if you're doing it with love, you're serving people. You know, like Tim works in telecommunications, but that doesn't sound like a very serving type of job. But the truth is that his company provides telephone and internet access to millions of people over this country. And that's how we connect. That is serving somebody. So every single job serves somebody if you're doing it in love. So just remember that. Okay, but the interesting part and the reason that I called this being useless is the friends part. Arthur went on to describe real friends versus deal friends. So these are non-transactional friends versus transactional friends. And the difference between the two are deal friends, the transactional friends, they're useful. Meaning that they come with expectations, and whether that's to make a business connection or to get information, or maybe they always need something, or they just leave you feeling drained every time after you hang out with them. Those are deal friends. There's people, they are the people that are in our lives because there is a need for them to be in our lives. As for real friends, Arthur says real friends, they're not useful. They're useless, beautifully useless, and you need more useless people in your life. Because real friends, they have no expectations. The conversations are appropriately balanced. There's genuine care and appreciation for each other. They are there in the moment with you without an agenda. These are the friends that when you're hanging out, hours will go by and you won't even realize it. Because being a useless friend, it's really just being present for the other person. And it doesn't sound so bad anymore, right? Being useless. And it might even get you invited to dinner every now and then. But I want to point out that there is a big, big difference between being useless and feeling useless. And my hope is that by the end of today, you'll have a whole new perspective on being useless. And that you can make a conscious choice to be more useless when it's useful. On the other hand, if you ever feel useless, please know that you're not. And feelings are fleeting. And if you ever need to be reminded of that, call me, send in a prayer request. You know, we as a community can help each other through those moments of feeling uselessness. Okay, so this all got me thinking about how I can become more useless in my spiritual life. How can I become more present in my spiritual life? Because I'm a doer. I like to get things done. I've even stood here on this platform and preached about doing. I think it's important to do, but I like to be useful. But I realize that at times that can also be a detriment. So there is a story in the Bible. This comes from Luke 10. There are 42 verses in this chapter, and the majority of it is Jesus just telling his people how to go out and proselytize. This is actually the chapter in the Bible where we get the term Good Samaritan, but that's for another day. But it's actually just the last three verses of Luke 10 that I want to share, because these often get overlooked. And I'm going to set the stage. So Jesus and his posse, they're out, like, you know, just spreading the word, going door to door. And they get to Martha's house. And Martha, it's just her and her sister Mary. This is Mary of Bethel, not Mary Magdalene, different Mary. Martha lets Jesus and his posse in, and Jesus starts to do his thing. He starts preaching. He starts talking about God. Mary immediately goes and sits at his feet and listens. Okay, so now I'm going to quote. This is starting at verse 40. It says, "But Martha was busy with many household chores, and she came and said to him," to Jesus, "My Lord, do you not seem to care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help." Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and excited about many things, but one thing is more important. And Mary has chosen the good portion for herself, which shall not be taken away from her." So, first of all, can you just imagine, like, Jesus walking for days, if not weeks or months at a time, going door to door, meeting God only knows what type of people, and getting to Martha's house, and then her just complaining about her sister not doing anything, complaining about her useless sister? I can just hear him say, and I can almost see his eyes roll, saying, "Martha, Martha," you know? And honestly, for me, this was just such a great reminder that Jesus is just one of us. He's just a walking, talking expression of the divine, just like we are. You know, one of God's children, just like us. He had feelings too, and he expressed them when needed. Although he was probably a lot more loving and patient than most of us are. But I digress. Okay, so Martha was so busy trying to be useful. She was so busy trying to serve Jesus that she straight up squandered the opportunity to learn from him directly. She's a deal type of person. Mary, on the other hand, she was totally useless. She didn't do a thing to help her sister out, didn't do a thing to help Jesus out. She was a real type of person because she chose the good portion for herself, which means that she was able to recognize the importance of just being present in that moment. And while it isn't stated, it is implied that Martha could have at any moment chosen that same decision and just sat and listened to Jesus, to be useless in that moment. But her need to do was greater than her need to be. We need to learn how to be more like Mary. Not that Marthas aren't needed. Things still need to get done, but timing matters. And how do we apply this to our life? How can we be more useless, more of a real type of person? So when I reflected on that question, I realize that it's always easiest for me to find the presence of God when I'm useless, when I'm just hanging out with my real friends or spending time with family. It's easy to pick out the moments and find God's presence in those interactions when I'm not trying to get anything out of it. And I know that the divine presence is there in those moments because I feel the joy, the love, the peace, the happiness, the comfort. My worries are gone, and I'm just being in the moment, aware of all the good that God is. That's part of being useless. When we are busy doing, when we are busy getting stuff done, when we're hustling like our culture tells us to do, it's harder, for me at least, to feel that divine presence in what I'm doing. It isn't until the doing is done that I can take a step back and see God in the accomplishment. So we can enhance our spiritual lives just by becoming more present. And the most obvious answer to this is meditation. I'm looking at you, Lisa. However that looks for you, because meditation's different for everyone. We have a great meditation group here, fourth Sunday of Saturday of every month. See Lisa. But from the outside looking in, meditation seems pretty useless. You're just sitting there. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting. But the whole purpose of meditation is to do nothing so that you connect with God, which obviously isn't nothing. In fact, it's everything. It's the most important thing. It's the most productive way to be useless is meditation. Because it feeds our soul. It feeds our spirit. And meditation can look different for everyone. It can be sitting down in a group with a guided meditation. It could be a silent meditation. For me, it's outside. I find my easiest way to get into a meditative state is to go on a walk or a hike, because I can find God in nature very easily. But figure out how meditation works for you and then do it. And I'm actually going to switch gears a tiny bit here, because it's been a week. It's been a week for everybody, right? With the passing of Glenn. I've actually had three other friends who, in the past 4 days, have lost somebody. An uncle, a grandma, a father. And I personally haven't known or had a relationship with any of these people. But I'm surrounded by people that are mourning. And I was feeling pretty useless. But I knew I had to get out of the feeling of uselessness and into the choice of being useless. So I did the only thing that I know what to do in these situations, and that is to hold space for people. And holding space is something that I was taught by my mentors, mostly by example, because they held a lot of space for me in my growing years. But I'm going to attempt to describe it because it's really relevant for all of us right now, I think. And really, holding space, it is just being with someone in their time of need, whether it's because of grief or anger or whatever it is that they're feeling, and just being. You aren't giving advice. You aren't offering solutions. You aren't even attempting to make the situation better. You are just listening. Holding space is letting the other person release whatever it is that they need to release in your presence without judgment. It's providing a safe space for the other person to express themselves, and whether that's through tears or screams or tantrums or sobs, whatever it may be. Sometimes it's just talking, just letting somebody talk and tell their stories of a loved one. And the best part is, the only way to hold space for someone is to be useless. Is by choosing to be useless. Because the second you choose to be useful, you're no longer holding space. Now you are taking a part of their grief, or you are taking a part of their anger or their sorrow or whatever it is. You literally don't have to do anything but be there. There's a lovely quote by Charles Dickens that I came across that says, "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of it to anyone else." And that summed up holding space very beautifully for me. We're lightening the burden for somebody else by just being. Not by doing, but just being there. Prayer chaplains, raise your hands, please. Who do we got here? And myself. So we got three prayer chaplains here today. And we are here to be useless for you. Or to pray for you. Whatever you want. But please know that any time that you send in a prayer request online, or you know, if you call and leave a message, there's, what, 6 or 7 of us that are praying for you. That is... It is our job to be useless. And I love that. I love that we get to do that for you. And know that after service today that we will be available if anybody wants to pull us aside, or not even after today, you know, but if grief hits you in the middle of the week, send in an email. Somebody will call you back if you want. So I want you to remember to take the time to be useless in your life, because it may create some of the most useful parts of your life. And I did not know Glenn, but I have spoken to so many of you this week who knew him and loved him, and I feel like I have a pretty good idea of the type of person that he is after all of these stories. And I just want to say that anybody who has a church called Church with Two Drink Minimum is my type of person. So with that spirit in mind, happy St. Patrick's everyone. And this afternoon, however you celebrate, raise a glass of your choice to Glenn and to all the loved ones in your life that you have lost. And know that you can choose to be useless if you want. So it is.